How does ayahuasca work? It is a two-plant trick. The psychedelic molecule DMT from the chacruna leaf, Psychotria viridis, is destroyed in the gut and liver by an enzyme called monoamine oxidase, MAO. So swallowed alone, it has no effect. The second plant, the Banisteriopsis caapi vine, carries harmala alkaloids, harmine, harmaline, tetrahydroharmine, that are reversible MAOA inhibitors. They switch that enzyme off. With MAO blocked, the DMT survives, enters the bloodstream, crosses into the brain, and acts as a 5-HT2A agonist like other classic psychedelics. In a randomized placebo-controlled trial, a single ayahuasca session produced rapid antidepressant effects versus placebo. Palhano Fontes et al., 2019. Ayahuasca is often described in mystical terms, the vine of the soul, the grandmother, the teacher. But underneath the ceremony sits one of the most elegant pieces of practical pharmacology ever discovered by a pre-scientific culture. Somehow, out of tens of thousands of Amazonian plant species, people learn to combine exactly the two that turn an inert molecule into an hours-long journey. Understanding that trick is the key to understanding everything else about ayahuasca. Why it is brewed the way it is, why it lasts so long, why it can be dangerous with certain foods and drugs, and why it is now being studied for depression. Here is the science of the brew. The problem, DMT doesn't survive the gut. DMT, N,N-dimethyltryptamine, is a remarkably powerful psychedelic. Smoked or injected, it produces one of the most intense experiences in all of pharmacology. And it is also made in trace amounts by the human body. But swallow it, and you feel nothing. The reason is an enzyme called monoamine oxidase, MAO, which lines the gut wall and the liver. Its everyday job is to break down monoamine molecules, including neurotransmitters like serotonin and dietary amines. DMT is a monoamine, and MAO chews through it so efficiently during first-pass metabolism that essentially none reaches the bloodstream intact. Oral DMT on its own is a non-event. This is the wall every would-be oral DMT brew runs into. The solution? Switch the enzyme off. Ayahuasca gets around the wall by disabling the enzyme. The brew is made from two plants. The first, usually the chacruna leaf, Psychotria viridis, supplies the DMT. The second, the Banisteriopsis caapi vine, ayahuasca proper, in the strictest sense, supplies a family of V-carboline harmala alkaloids, harmane, harmaline, and tetrahydroharmine, THH. These molecules are reversible inhibitors of MAOA, RIMAs. When you drink the tea, the harmalas temporarily switch off the MAO in your gut and liver. With the enzyme out of action, the DMT is no longer destroyed on arrival. It survives first pass, enters the blood, crosses the blood-brain barrier, and becomes psychoactive by mouth. Two plants that do nothing alone become together, a long psychedelic journey. UTW psilocybin mushroom treats. Why this is so remarkable, pause on what this required. Out of the staggering biodiversity of the Amazon, people identified one plant that contains an orally fragile psychedelic and a second, unrelated plant that contains exactly the enzyme inhibitor needed to protect it, and learned to combine and prepare them so the whole thing works. There is no obvious sensory cue linking the two. Neither is dramatically psychoactive when chewed. When asked how the knowledge was found, traditional practitioners typically answer that the plants themselves taught them. However it happened, the result is a piece of applied biochemistry that Western science could only reverse engineer in the 20th century. Modern researchers even coined a term, pharmahuasca, for the lab version. Pure DMT plus a pure MAO inhibitor in a capsule, which reproduces the effect and confirms that the two-component logic is the whole trick. What the harmalas do beyond the enzyme. The V-carbolines are not merely passive gatekeepers. They are psychoactive in their own right. Harmaline in particular can produce dreamlike and nauseating effects at higher doses, and they shape the character and duration of the experience. Tetrahydroharmine additionally acts as a mild serotonin reuptake inhibitor, nudging serotonin levels alongside the DMT's direct receptor effects. So, an ayahuasca experience is not a pure DMT trip with a longer runtime. It is a genuine combination pharmacology with the vine contributing its own tone, the heaviness, the introspection, the long, slow arc, on top of the leaf's visionary DMT signal, what ayahuasca does in the brain. Once DMT reaches the brain, it does what the classic psychedelics do. It activates the serotonin 5-HT2A receptor, the master switch of the psychedelic state. Neuroimaging studies of people under ayahuasca show a now familiar signature: altered activity and connectivity in the default mode network, DMN, the self-referential system linked to the ordinary sense of me. Acutely, the DMN's activity drops and its tight internal coupling loosens, while communication across normally separate networks increases, the same broad pattern seen with psilocybin and LSD, and a plausible neural correlate of ego dissolution and the flood of autobiographical emotional material that ayahuasca is famous for surfacing. Join the UTW sacrament, the oldest prayer remembered, the gentle dissolving of the self into light, held in ceremony by a master facilitator. Sit with our community first. A free live weekly circle on Zoom. No commitment, simply a conversation, the depression evidence. Those brain changes have made ayahuasca a serious subject of clinical research. The landmark study is a randomized, double-blind, placebo-controlled trial in 29 patients with treatment-resistant depression run by a team in Brazil. A single dose of ayahuasca produced significant antidepressant effects compared with placebo at every time point measured. 1, 2, and 7 days after the session, Paulhano Fontes et al., 2019. That built on an earlier open-label study showing rapid, days-long improvements after one session. The pattern, fast onset, benefit from a single experience, effects that outlast the drug, is the same story emerging across psychedelic medicine, and it dovetails with the plasticity and mechanism research this journal has covered. The trials are still small, but the signal is real enough to take seriously. The safety side of the same coin, the very trick that makes ayahuasca work, is also what makes it risky. An MAO inhibitor is a serious pharmacological agent. Because MAO also breaks down tyramine, found in aged cheeses, cured meats, fermented foods, and other monoamines, combining ayahuasca with those foods, or far more dangerously, with serotonergic drugs like SSRIs, SNRIs, some migraine, and other medications, can drive serotonin and blood pressure to dangerous levels. Serotonin syndrome is a genuine, occasionally fatal risk, and it is the reason careful facilitators screen for medications and diet before a ceremony. The brew's notorious vomiting and diarrhea, la purga, is a normal part of the experience, but dehydration and the physical intensity are non-trivial. And like all these compounds, ayahuasca can be destabilizing for people with a personal or family history of psychosis or bipolar disorder. The pharmacology that makes it profound is the same pharmacology that demands respect. OTW Journal is educational and does not provide medical advice. Ayahuasca is a potent MAO-inhibiting psychedelic brew with real and potentially serious drug and dietary interactions. It is a controlled substance in most countries and is not safe for everyone. Nothing here is a recommendation to use it. If you take any medication, especially antidepressants, or are struggling with your mental health, please speak with a qualified professional.